Neera Wickramasinghe, professor in history and international relations, spoke to us about what this long-established pattern means for the region today.
I think in many ways you can speak of South Indian Sri Lankan region with many points in common, you know, culturally and politically as well. There's been also lots of two-way flow of influences in art, religion, technology. Of course, it has not always been a peaceful relationship. There's also been invasions and wars between southern states and chieftains in Sri Lanka. It's really trade that brought people from India to Sri Lanka. You have certain communities which are fairly recent migrants from South India. So they would have come in the 9th to 13th century. In fact, they sort of merged their South Indian identity with a more Sri Lankan identity. And what is curious now is that many of these are the most ardent Sinhala nationalists. I mean, if you look at their roots are very much in South India.
And so it goes on, 1,200 years later. The complex working out of the relationships that we see embodied in Tara, between Sinhalese and Tamil, between Sri Lanka and South India, between Buddhists and Hindus. Relationships that in Sri Lanka have tragically included the recent long and bloody civil war. But Tara may in fact have survived thanks to earlier warfare. Marks on the surface of the sculpture suggest that she was buried at some point, perhaps to avoid her being looted by invaders and then melted down.